This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. If you've been following my podcast, you'll know that I am telling America's story as I understand it. I say as I understand it because I'm just one man with one man's version of the story. Now don't get me wrong, I think my version is pretty daggone good, but then again, I'm no doubt predisposed to my version. But only slightly. I've set the stage with a quick assessment of our current situation. We're a nation at war with ourselves, fighting over our core beliefs. Our story is set in a most magnificent place, though. We're smack in the middle of the North American continent, between Mexico and Canada. It's not too hot, not too cold, just right. It doesn't get much better. And we've also examined, though just very briefly, our own Christian DNA. Yeah, that's right. If we look at history honestly, we see an awful lot of Christian groups coming here for religious freedom and liberty of conscience. However, we were, even in colonial times, a diverse group. It's just that back in those days, our diversity consisted of various expressions of the same Christian faith. Now, was this early populating of the North American continent just a bunch of random groups hoping to get a fresh start? Well, in some cases, yes. But in other cases, we find very purposeful people of faith doing very purposeful things. There is much, much more to these stories, and one of the things I'll be doing as Night Watch rolls along is telling as many stories as I can about the various Christian groups that came to our shores for religious freedom and liberty of conscience. Today, I'm going to turn our attention to one particular group of Christians that came to our part of the world in the early 1600s, a group that has probably exercised more influence upon the ideas and ideals that have shaped early America than any other. If you hadn't guessed it by now, I'm speaking of the Puritans. Now, briefly, the Puritans were a devout group of Christians who came to America beginning in 1630. They came for religious freedom and sought to create a new kind of community centered around Jesus Christ and the teachings of Scripture. As their 11-ship armada weighed anchor in the Massachusetts Bay, their leader, John Winthrop, stood on the deck of the ship Arbella and delivered his famous City on a Hill speech. He said, "We must consider that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all people are upon us, so that if we shall deal falsely with our God in this work we have undertaken, and so cause him to withdraw his present help from us, we shall be made a story and a byword through the world." Winthrop might be considered the very first American vision caster. He cast a broad and deep vision. He led the Puritans into the establishment of free, self-governed Christian communities. In so doing, he helped build the foundation for what would eventually become our U.S. Constitution. Now, don't panic. I'll be backing this up with much more detail in future Night Watch podcasts. Christian groups coming to North America for religious freedom were not just coming to escape the persecutions of the old world. They were also coming to establish a new order. Winthrop, the Puritans, the Pilgrims before them, and several groups who followed came, in part, to establish Christian beachheads on American soil. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.